We're about to speak to Stephen Beacom. That's the World of Sport theme from years and years ago. Stephen, good morning.
Good morning. That brings back memories, Frank.
I bet it does, fella. How's 2017 treating you so far?
Oh, listen, it's brilliant. My children went back to school today. We had a fantastic time over the holidays. And now it's a case of getting down to business because sport in 2017, there's a lot happening, Frank. It's going to be hard to match the heroics of 2016 with so many fantastic Northern Ireland sporting feats, but I'm sure our heroes will give it a go.
What should we be looking out for? Because you'll be filling column inches, you'll be reporting on radio stations, you'll be popping up on the TV. What is an independent like you looking at, Stephen?
Well, you know what, Frank? Right at the start of the year, normally January is a pretty dire year for sport. You know, we don't really get too excited about it. But this year starts with a bang because Carl Frampton will be fighting Leo Santa Cruz again over in Vegas at the end of January. And what a fight that promises to be. Santa Cruz is desperate to win back his title after Frampton beat him last year, but Frampton's going out there. He's now a global superstar in my mind. You know that it's going to be a packed house over in Vegas. This is another chance for Carl to go further up that boxing scale. To me, he's one of the best boxers in the world right now, and I don't think he's going to stop until he's considered by everyone to be the best boxer around the globe. So what an opportunity it is for Carl to deliver once again. And another fighter we should be definitely looking out for, Frank, is Michael Conlon. He starts his professional journey. And again, an iconic venue. He's going to be fighting on March the 17th, St. Patrick's Day, his first professional fight at Madison Square Garden. What a start to his professional career. So right off the bat, Frank, we've got two massive boxing occasions for Northern Ireland with Frampton in January and Conlon in March.
What sort of money are we talking about? We know with McIlroy we're moving from multi-millions almost towards the billion mark during his career. So money doesn't scare us here in Northern Ireland. Well, what sort of money are we talking about with Carl?
Ah, listen, millions upon millions. You know, and if he beats Santa Cruz, he'll then have a fight at Windsor Park, I believe, in the summer, which will earn him even more money. And money is very important to Carl, as he'll tell you himself. He's very honest about that. But history is just as important to him, I believe. And he wants to go down in history as one of the greatest fighters to ever live. And he's well on his way to achieving that. But yeah, he can rake in millions. And Conlon can do the same. You know, he's going to go over and live in America for the next couple of years. And he's going to be a big box office draw over there. Because you know yourself, Frank, they love the fighting Irish in New York. They love them in America. And he's got the personality and the charisma, just like Carl, to be a massive hit.
Can Paddy make a few pounds?
Oh, well, yeah, Paddy. Paddy is as entertaining out of the ring as he can be in it. You know, obviously his first professional fight, Paddy Barnes' first professional fight, was a bit of a farce because of his opponent. But Paddy Barnes, 2017 could be a big year for Paddy. He'll want to hit the ground running. I know he's got a fight early on in 2017, and listen, he has got the personality and the talent as well to go far. Paddy Barnes could be a future world champion within a couple of years, there's no doubt about that.
So give us the whistle-stop tour then of the other attractions.
Well, you've got Northern Ireland, the Republic, going for World Cup qualification, Frank. That's going to be massive. Qualifying for the European Championship was brilliant, but the World Cup takes it up a notch as well, and both teams are in really good position. Northern Ireland would probably get into the playoffs because Germany will win that group, but I have a funny feeling that the Republic could top their group and get to Russia automatically. Of course, the Premier League is very exciting this year. You've got so many teams going for it. You've got a massive match tonight, Chelsea against Spurs. And in Gaelic football, it's going to be really interesting to see if Tyrone can hold on to their Ulster Championship. Listening to Mickey Hart over the last few months, Frank, I truly believe he thinks he's got another All-Ireland title in him. And also, it'll be really interesting to see Sloughneil. They're going to go for All-Ireland club glory, so we wish them all the very, very best. And talking about best, listen, Rory Best could be the captain of the British and Irish Lions team. That could be the big sporting highlight of the year, because the Lions go to New Zealand, and Rory knows all about captain sides to beat the New Zealand. And another Rory McIlroy, he is going to get back on the major trail this year, I am certain. He is hungry. He's getting married this year. When you get married, that tends to give sporting stars a lift. It gives them more security. And I think Rory's going to feel that. And I just have this great feeling, Frank, that Rory McIlroy is going to be bringing a green jacket home to Northern Ireland this year. If he does that, he completes the Grand Slam. He'll be a Masters champion. And he goes into the world of golfing legend.
Is it the only major he hasn't got?
It is, yes. He's won all the others. So the Masters is the one missing off his CV. But listen, he's been in position to win at Augusta before. He didn't make it, but he can make it this year. And I believe this could be a big year for Rory McIlroy.
There are so many other sports, of course, where we'll have big names, local well-known names who are big in their field, hopefully excelling. We are spoilt for choice in this part of the world.
Oh, no question about it. When you think about it, we haven't even mentioned Jonathan Rea, who's going to go for his third World Superbike title this year. You know, and bikes, of course, is a massive sport in Northern Ireland. Alistair Seely, he broke Robert Dunlop's Northwest 200 record for number of wins last year, so he'll be going to extend that record this year. And it could be a big season for both Dunlops, Michael Dunlop and William Dunlop. I'm really excited to see how those guys do. And in Northern Ireland, we've got a lot to look forward to in terms of sporting events happening this year. We have become a bit of a mecca for big sporting events. The Irish Open is here when Rory will defend his crown. It's in Port Stewart this year, so Port Stewart's a great part of the world, as you know, Frank, so we're all looking forward to that. And, of course, you've got the Rugby World Cup for women, which has been held in Northern Ireland. And, of course, the European Championships under-19, that's been held here too. So, listen, there's a lot of stuff happening sports-wise, and 2017 should be another special year.
I'm looking at a text. Frank asked Stephen if he's looking forward to the wee Crews winning three in a row.
Well, I'll tell you this. You see, if Crusaders do it, and they're looking really strong for it now after last night's results, I think it's one of the greatest footballing achievements in Irish League history. And I do often wonder if Stephen Baxter, the manager at Crusaders, gets the credit he deserves. I think he's one of the best managers there's ever been in the Irish League, to take Crusaders from where they were a decade ago, struggling financially. They couldn't get a win to save their lives. Baxter came in, and boy, has he delivered. He's basically won everything that Crusaders could win, and if he gets three titles in a row, what an achievement that will be. They're going to be hard to stop now. Linfield lost last night, Frank, which is a bad result for them. Crusaders did their usual, coming back from behind to win 4-2 at Ards, and then they are strong, strong favourites. And I hope Baxter gets the credit he deserves, because what a manager he is.
Just on that, on the likes of Stephen Baxter and the Dundalk manager as well, could those guys cut it across the water?
I've no doubt that they could give it a shot. I'm not sure Stephen Baxter would want to go. He has a business here in Northern Ireland, very successful business. He has his family all here, so I think Stephen's very, very relaxed about being at Crusaders, and I know he'd like to stay here for a long, long time. Stephen Kenny, yeah. Well, Stephen Kenny has been over in Scotland before and did pretty well, so there's no doubt he could deliver. Warren Feeney was a previous Linfield manager who ended up managing over across the water. So, yeah, these guys can do it. There's no question about that.
Is Warren still with Newport?
No, he left Newport, unfortunately, for Warren, but I do know he's looking for other jobs, and I'm certain he'll be in employment come later this year. But listen, David Healy is another. David's now manager of Linfield, but there's no reason why he couldn't go across and manage elsewhere. But it's all about getting a chance. You'll see, Frank, there's so many managers that come and go nowadays, but there's far more foreign managers coming in now than British managers. And it's very difficult for a well-known English manager to get a shot. Alan Kirbishley is a great example. He hasn't been able to get a job for ages, and he was a hugely successful manager for Charlton and did it in the Premier League constantly, and he can't get a job. So it'll be very, very hard for Northern Ireland people to get a job. Like, it amazes me that Michael O'Neill hasn't been spoken about by more clubs, considering what he did for Northern Ireland. Not that we want to lose him, I hasten to add, because I want to see him take us to the World Cup in Russia next year.
Yeah, that was going to be my final question. Do you think Michael O'Neill will be with a top championship or indeed a Premier League club 12 months from now?
12 months from now, well, if Northern Ireland qualified for the World Cup, he certainly wouldn't go and leave us in the lurch. I think he would like to take Northern Ireland to the World Cup. But if a club were to come in for him, say, in the next 6 to 8 weeks, and they were an ambitious club who could maybe fulfil his Premier League dream, well, he'd have a big decision to make, wouldn't he? And that's one that the Irish FA would have to talk through with him. But listen, hopefully Michael O'Neill will stay with Northern Ireland, and hopefully we'll see Michael O'Neill and Martin O'Neill at the World Cup in Russia in 2018. That would be absolutely fantastic. But 2017, what a year in prospect. And hopefully it'll all start with Carl Frampton beating Leo Santa Cruz and coming home a hero once again.
I was just thinking, because I haven't heard about how Hull's developed today, there's no chance of O'Neill being sought by Hull City.
Well, ironically, Frank, I do know this, that whenever Steve Bruce left Hull in the middle of last year, Michael O'Neill was discussed at the boardroom level, but I don't think he's the man they're going for now. Gary Rowett has been mentioned, but I think a foreign manager is more likely to come in there, given the owners. But Hull City, what a crazy job that is to go to. You know, I would say to the manager who goes in there to...
Let me have another look at Portadown.
have all the luck in the world to go into Hull City. That's one of the problems in football now. The owners are crazy, and they want success yesterday, and they don't give managers time to build. What Michael O'Neill would certainly do if a club came in for him would be to do due diligence and to check out the club, check out the fans, check out everything about that football club. Michael O'Neill's one of the shrewdest guys you'll ever meet in sport, and he would certainly do his homework before even thinking about going to a club. But he's very happy managing Northern Ireland at the moment, and I know the Northern Ireland fans are delighted to have him.
Always great speaking to you, Stephen. Thanks a million, fella. Thank you. Have a great sporting 2017. Thank you.